Time to get on set, walk the runway, and get scouted. ModelScouts.com proudly presents Model Talk Radio with your host, Aaron Marcus. In this program, you'll learn how to get discovered, find work, and navigate the business of modeling and acting. And now, here is your host, Aaron Marcus.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, your host on Model Talk Radio. For the next hour, we'll be talking about the acting and modeling industry, and this forum will give you the opportunity to learn, ask questions, and hopefully stop dreaming, and instead begin the process of working as an actor and or model. Now, for this show, after interviewing our two guests, I will spend the last two segments responding to all of the questions I simply couldn't get to during the past few shows. So if you have any problems reaching me today, you can always contact me through my website, howtomodel.com. And I'd like to get the show started by introducing our first guest, Stacy Collins. Let me tell you a little bit about Stacy. She began her career with Playboy as the managing editor for Playboy Special Editions, and that was in 2001, and then was promoted to executive editor in the fall of 2010. She also manages the image and video content creation for the Playboy Girls Network. And Stacy is actively involved in the amateur model audition process, Playboy's Casting Calls, which travels around the country to provide aspiring models the opportunity to test their Playboy potential for all types of possibilities within the Playboy universe. Stacy, I'd like to welcome you to Model Talk Radio.
Hello, Aaron.
Hey, so glad you could make it, and I know you are rushed, you're catching a flight. So let me jump right in here, and maybe we can start off by, would you let us know what actually takes place when you are doing one of your searches?
Absolutely. Usually it's top secret, Aaron, but for you and all of your guests, I'm going to give you the inside information about what actually happens at a Playboy casting call. So originally, right off the bat, a young lady can find information about how to register for a casting call on our website, and I'll just plug that really quickly. It's playboy.com/pose, and we offer two ways that young ladies can become part of the Playboy universe. They can immediately submit their photos, but we really encourage them to come to a casting call so that we can interact with them personally, get a sense of their personality. Pictures can only do so much, so it's really great for us to have that personal interaction. So once a young lady signs up for that casting call, she gets a confirmation email. She attends the casting call and fills out some basic paperwork, and we always make sure that the young lady's over 18 years of age. And, you know, again, we treat her like she is a princess for a day. And it may be only 15, 20 minutes with that Playboy photographer, but we are going to treat her as if she is a playmate from the moment she steps in the door. And there is a certain level of nudity expected at a casting call for Playboy, but a young lady comes in either a bikini or lingerie, some high heels, and she'll go through a number of poses and really sort of has her 10 or 15 minutes to show us what she's got, to really show us her Playboy potential.
Okay, so let's say there's somebody on ModelScouts.com. They think that they have a great look for Playboy. They submit their photos to you. You like the photos, but certainly I understand you need to see these people live. So what exactly would be the next step for someone who can't make it to the open call?
If someone can't make it to the open call, the next best step is really our photo submission process through our website. And what that does is it actually goes to our Playmate editor first. They get sort of first dibs at the girls who are really, truly might have that Playmate potential. And then they filter down to myself, and we can then sort of assess what Playboy potential they may have, if they would be great for Playboy Special Editions, if there's some opportunity for them in the Cyber Club as a co-ed or a cyber girl. And again, we have Playboy Miss Social, we have Playboy Golf, we have Playboy Live, a number of ways. This is really the first way for a young lady to get her foot in the door with Playboy.
And then would you fly them in? Do they come to see you at their own expense if you feel that they have potential after seeing photos?
If a young lady is absolutely selected for a project to actually do a photo shoot with Playboy, by all means, their expenses are paid by Playboy. They're either flown to Chicago headquarters for a photo shoot, or I can speak to special editions. We have a number of photographers based out in cities across the country. And so if they're more strategically located to work with our photographer in Miami, we would connect the two of them. They would, do a photo shoot for a day, and then all the content would come back to Chicago, and we would divvy it up into the properties, whether it be print or online. And that's really her first, opportunity to make her debut in Playboy.
And then so for someone that actually makes it through the entire process and you all decide, you know what, she should be in the magazine. She's got this amazing look. You offer her a contract, correct?
You know what? A playmate absolutely is bound to sign a contract. In terms of a girl who is shooting for Playboy Special Editions or doing a segment for the Cyber Club, it's a very basic work-for-hire contract because, Playboy does own all the content that is created that particular day. So it's not a strong and binding contract unless it is a playmate, and then she is bound to do some promotions and further activity with Playboy. But a real contract is not necessary for some of the other properties.
Well, for the playmate, because, once again, most people really have absolutely no idea what really is involved with all that. How long would that contract be for a playmate?
A playmate contract is just for their particular month. So say Miss June, and she is bound contractually to do a number of appearances and obligations and things of that nature when she becomes a playmate. And quite frankly, when a young lady joins the playmate sorority, she's a playmate for life. So we obviously encourage her to be involved with Playboy, appear at Super Bowl parties or mansion parties, things of that nature. But it's really, again, her real contractual obligation is for her month as Miss June.
And I don't know if this also is top secret information that perhaps you can give to our listeners, but is there any kind of general ballpark idea of what a woman could potentially earn if she actually became a playmate?
Well, the playmate figure, a young lady can get an actual fee, which is $25,000. And again, that is bound to, the promotion of her issue and being actively out and promoting while it's on the newsstand, and subscribers are receiving it at home. So that $25,000 is sort of parsed out over a period of time to make sure that she does adhere to her obligations. And then there is the opportunity for a young lady to go on and to become a Playmate of the Year, and then there's an additional amount of money that she could receive, and that is $100,000, and she's to get some kind of a funky car, a motorcycle, something really cool. And that's really, the pinnacle. I mean, a Playmate is a tremendous honor for a young lady to receive, and then to become that Playmate of that particular year is the pinnacle, and have, they throw a luncheon and a party, and it's really quite a coveted position for a young lady to be named Playmate of the Year.
Now, I know there have been so many stars who've posed for Playboy, Cindy Crawford, Jenny McCarthy, Pamela Anderson, I mean, just to name a couple. But I was wondering, is Playboy actually involved with promoting the women? I was thinking, like, for instance, with Kendra Wilkinson, who was on the E! Show, The Girls Next Door, and then she went on to do Scary Movie 4 and Entourage and Dancing with the Stars. So I was just wondering, is that promotion actually done by Playboy, or is it just the fact that once you are in that kind of position, that it just opens up the doors for so many other things for the entertainment industry?
I believe you've hit the nail right on the head, Aaron. It's really that brush with Playboy. That opportunity has opened so many doors for young ladies who've had, experience being on a cover or being a main pictorial in the magazine. The Girls Next Door had tremendous exposure, and they really capitalized. All three of those young ladies were smart, savvy, and made the very best of their opportunity with Playboy. So while Playboy, they'll always be part of the Playboy family, and we're certainly behind them, they've actually gone on to create a lot of those opportunities themselves, but I don't think those would have been available to them had they not really got their launch with Playboy.
Now, when you had mentioned the photographers, I can't tell you how many photographers I have spoken with who have said, I've got this incredible eye for, shooting women. I should be, shooting for Playboy. How does that take place? How does somebody become a photographer for Playboy?
Again, that is the $64,000 question, Aaron, because I get inquiries on a daily basis about photographers who want to work with Playboy. They think they've got what it takes. And it really is, it's quite a learning process. I mean, we've been working with the same two photographers out at the West Coast Studios for 15, 20 years. Steve Wada and Arnie Freitag have been in our stable, and they have the Playmate lighting and sets and dealing with all those girls. They have it down to a science. Now, for the Playboy Special Editions, because we like to show a tremendous amount of variety, we've got photographer crews located all around the country. And again, they've been really working and striving to hone their craft, to maintain their contributing status in the Playboy family. So it is, it takes a lot more than just a great creative eye. I mean, to be a Playboy photographer, there are a lot of logistics. It's dealing with the model, it's dealing with the crew, it's dealing with the location, it's dealing with a girl who has some jitters about nude photography. So it really takes a very special personality that can handle all of those things, as well as the ability to be technically sound, you know, work with lighting and, you know, indoor, outdoor. So it's very, very challenging, and it's not something that happens overnight. So it's definitely, once we get someone into the Playboy fold, you know, they generally want to stay just because they love the work and they love being associated with Playboy. But to get your foot in the door as a photographer, it definitely takes some time. And I say this because I have been recently evaluating some new talent, looking at bringing some new people into the special editions universe. And it's challenging because there are so many things that people don't expect when you come to work for Playboy. It's not just taking pretty pictures of gorgeous girls. There's a lot more to it. So it's not impossible. It's not impossible, but it does take some time.
And do people actually just submit their work to you so that they can be viewed, or is there another process for photographers?
You know what? Generally, photographers, they'll either go through the masthead in the main magazine or go through special editions and sort of note who the possible decision makers are. And somehow those crafty people find our emails and will send us their, you know, either their online portfolio or send us samples. And again, you know, if someone's really, really talented, they may catch our eye that way. So there isn't a real formal submission process for a photographer to become part of the Playboy family.
Well, you know, and I guess it's not only when you are discovering women, but also for the photographers as well. I mean, your reputation and your credibility is on the line. And so, as you were saying, I mean, not only do you have to have the right look, or in the photography world, you know, have the right techniques and be a great shooter, but you also have to be a very responsible human being, because you know, basically they are representing you as much as representing themselves. And I'm sure you do have to be extremely careful and selective as to who you bring in to be part of your organization.
Absolutely. And in fact, we actually do background checks to make sure that these people are legitimate, that there isn't anything sort of unsavory in a background, because we are trusting them with our brand, with young ladies who are many times these are young girls who haven't done a lot of modeling. They might be, you know, somewhat amateur. They're 18, 19, 20 years old. A lot of the girls, because we shoot college girls and you know, young girls who are really aspiring to make their mark in modeling. So it does take a very special individual, and like I said, it takes time for us to vet them, you know, individually, and just to make sure that they can represent the Playboy brand to the standards that we have set.
Great. Well, Stacey, I know you've got to run. I just wanted to thank you so much for being a part of Model Talk Radio. I know you have a search coming up in July. I think it's in, is it in Columbus?
Ohio, yes. In fact, I'm jetting out today because we've got a search in Kansas City, and we're looking forward to seeing all those young ladies. And then next month in July, July 13th, we are in Columbus, Ohio. And so for any the ModelScout.com listeners who are in the area who think this is their shot and would love to test their Playboy potential, we'd love for the gals to come see us. All they have to do is go to our website, playboy.com/pose, and click on the attend a casting call button, and all the information is there.
Stacey, thank you so much. Have a safe trip, and I look forward to talking with you again in the near future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Aaron Marcus. We will be back in 2 minutes. You are listening to Model Talk Radio. Beautiful.
Have you dreamed of becoming a top fashion or commercial model but don't know where to start? Or are you already a model looking to expand your representation to international markets? If so, then you need to check out ModelScouts.com. ModelScouts.com is the number one choice for aspiring models who want to get scouted by top modeling agencies and clients around the world. Our scouts have discovered and signed hundreds of new models, including supermodel Coco Rocha and Cycle 5 winner of America's Next Top Model, Nicole Linkletter, with the world's top modeling agencies. Our models have appeared in Vogue, Glamour, Marie Claire, and Cosmopolitan, and have worked for Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Abercrombie & Fitch, and more. If you've dreamed about becoming a model, look no further than ModelScouts.com. We want to meet you. No experience is required, and all ages, heights, and sizes are welcome. Visit ModelScouts.com and get scouted today.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus. Welcome back to Model Talk Radio. And for the second segment today, we're going to be talking with Julia Brooke, who is the moderator of the Playboy Miss Social contest on Facebook. And she coordinates all the logistics associated with the program. She's been with Playboy for a little over a year and has run all five Miss Social contests, from communicating with all the models to producing photo shoots at the Playboy studios. So, Julia, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
So let me start off by asking, because I know it sounds like this is a fairly new contest that Playboy is putting together, the Miss Social contest.
Right. Yeah, we started, we had our first one in September, and now we are running our fifth program in the month of June. It's currently happening.
You know, it's really interesting. I find that, you know, there are so many different companies that are just simply getting the idea that it's not all about magazines, newspapers, radio. I mean, the whole electronic media has just shifted so much. And so it seems like a brilliant idea to do something with social networking. Have you been finding this to be very helpful?
We have. And in fact, we have a very strong social media team here at Playboy, anywhere from our Facebook to our Twitter. So we thought, why not utilize that and really give girls a chance to use social media to its full potential? And that's what the brainchild of Miss Social came from.
And so, how exactly does the contest work?
So the contest runs for 28 days. It starts the first of the month, and there's a registration period. Girls are able to register throughout the entirety of the program up until the semifinals start. So there's a quarterfinal round where the girls compete against one another on a 23-hour basis, and they're in two sections. They're in Sugar and Spice, and one of those girls wins each day and moves to the semifinals. So you have plenty of opportunities to reach the semifinals, and if you don't win a day, the girls are also able to win through cumulative votes. So we want to make sure it's fair and there's plenty of opportunity to advance throughout the contest.
So women will submit and upload photos to the to your Facebook page?
Right.
And I was just going to ask, would you give out that website address, so just so perhaps people can see it while we're talking, and also so they know very specifically where to go?
Definitely. The Facebook page is housed at facebook.com/PlayboyMissSocial.
Great. And so once they go to the site, what types of photos should they be putting up there? Are these different than the types of photos that people would be using if they are interested in being a playmate?
We adhere to the Facebook standards, so there's no nudity allowed throughout the competition, and it's really, you can have up to 10 photos uploaded into your profile in the application, and we go through and we monitor those to make sure, you know, there's no nudity and there's nothing that we don't want in there. So the girls upload 10 photos, and it's really just to show people who you are, because you have this opportunity to show them 10 different photos, so it's not just the same setup or the same outfit. It's people doing everyday things. It's people with professional photos. It's people with candid photos, with cell phone photos. It's really a wide variety of content on there.
And who actually decides the winners?
The voters do. So it's voter-based, and there are many different ways to earn votes and gain votes throughout the contest. So you get votes for simply logging into the application on a daily basis, and you can cast those votes for your favorite girls. You can save them for the semifinals. You can save them for the finals. You can decide that you want to save them for the next contest, and you can continually get those votes and use them as you please. So it's completely voter-based.
Yeah, I mean, along with, certainly, I mean, it's pretty cool to actually see your image up on a Playboy page. But what are some of the things that people would, you know, some of the other benefits that people would have by being up there? What kind of things could they potentially win, or what would this lead to?
Well, what we've found is that it's not necessarily about winning the contest. It's just being a part of it gets you so much exposure. We are running these girls through our main Facebook page, which has over 4 million viewers as an audience. We are posting them on our main Twitter page. We have them on the Smoking Jacket, which is our safer work site. A few of the girls have made it onto .com in our like advertising efforts. We use them for marketing. It's really, our goal is to give them as much exposure as possible, regardless of how far they make it in the competition. So we really are there to make sure that we give them the tools to market themselves through the Miss Social program.
And then are there certain prizes that can be gotten for the,
for
the winners? Yeah.
In the past, we've sent the top 10 girls to the Super Bowl party. They were given tickets to that, which was a very cool opportunity. They all were able to meet there. Some of them, scheduled shoots while they were down there with each other, which was pretty cool. And then other girls have won tons of Playboy swag. We've had Miss Social t-shirts. There's definitely perks to getting through the competition.
And who actually sits in, I mean, I know you were saying that it's the voters who decide, but, who are some of the people, or is this part of your job to decide, okay, well, this person, it doesn't really quite make the standards that we have, and then would you actually take them off of the site?
No, actually, the program's open to anyone and everyone who'd like to join. Of course, they have to be 18, and it's open to any woman in the world, so anywhere you are, no matter your age, it's really more about social networking to us and utilizing the power of that than it is about, throwing some hot picks up there. So
and is this for anybody throughout America, or is this throughout the world?
It's worldwide, so anyone, anywhere can join. We've had girls join from everywhere from, here, from California or, Switzerland. We've had girls all walks of life. Every country you can imagine.
Now, have you found, because I know you're looking at this on a daily basis, have you found that there are certain looks or certain types of photos that seem to bring out more voting than others?
Well, what we found is it's actually more about how the girl markets themselves than it is about what types of photos they have in the application. So it's really about getting your friends, fans, and followers to repost your personal link. And it's about, doing the daily challenges and really getting your name out there as opposed to trying to impress people with the 10 photos you have in the application. Those are just kind of the icing on the cake. Those are so people get to know you better, because the great thing about Miss Social is right there in the application, it links to any website that you want it to. So you can link to your modeling portfolio, you can link to a Facebook fan page, you can link to really anywhere you think people would get to know you better. So it's more about utilizing the network than it is about the photos themselves.
Now, you mentioned daily challenges. What exactly takes place with that? What does that mean?
Well, right. So we want to give the girls every opportunity we can for them to get more votes and really, work their way up in the program. So we offer daily challenges, which are fun challenges that have included anything from our most recent batter up challenge, where we ask the girls to snap a photo of themselves in their, cutest baseball outfit or sports gear. And they'll upload the photos, and in-house we choose one that we feel is our favorite. And then we also open it up to the voters. So we create photo albums on the Facebook page, and voters can vote for their favorite by simply liking it. And the girl that receives the most likes gets bonus votes. And every girl gets bonus votes for even participating. So they're just fun little ways to keep the girls engaged and keep, the audience engaged with the contest as well, and get to know the girls that are really working their butts off for it.
I mean, it sounds like a brilliant idea. Are there any type of blogs that go along with that? Do the girls have an opportunity to talk to each other online, or is there anything on the page that would allow that to take place?
Right. Well,
or have
well,
comments
for the girls themselves, which will be pertinent for your listeners. There's actually a Facebook page where it's for contestants only. So that way the girls can communicate and talk to one another and really understand what the program's about. And that's monitored also just, to make it a safe place for the contestants to really open up and state their concerns and what they've found works for them. And we've seen girls help each other out on a daily basis. There's girls who ask a question on the wall about, hey, I can't figure out how to do this or that. And another girl will spend time out of her day to answer it for her. So it's really creating a really safe space that these girls are getting to know one another. And we've actually had, lifelong friendships form out of these contests. We had two of our winners see each other on a monthly basis now. They're best of friends.
Actually, it sounds really amazing. It sounds like maybe you guys should be having events in different cities just so that, tons of these people can actually get together and meet each other in person and sounds like a great social networking system, as well as a place to show photos as well.
Yeah, we try to make it so that the girls are able to meet one another. For example, we have two of our most recent winners heading out to Sturgis, and they're doing a promotion together there. So they not only get to shoot together, but they get to spend a couple of days together doing promotions for Miss Social and the Playboy brand and representing us in that way.
Now, are there any photographers that you list so that if somebody's living in a certain area and they want to be a part of Miss Social, that they can search out, certain shooters in their area? Or do you think it's, once again, is it just more of just putting even snapshots up there it would be fine?
Right. We encourage the girls to keep it more candid and really just get that light, fresh part of it out there. So we don't really encourage them to seek out photographers and do professional shoots, because part of their prize is they win a Playboy pictorial. So then they get to shoot with a certified Playboy photographer, and that's the real prize. So for the actual contest, we encourage them to really just take it day by day and snap a cell phone pic while they're headed to the gym.
I wonder, is it even possible? Could this be almost like the almost like the minor leagues of kind of making it into maybe being a playmate, or maybe not minor leagues isn't a good way of putting it, but maybe like the first step of being noticed in Playboy, which seems like it might be a nice way to do that, with the possibility of having many other things happen for them within the Playboy universe.
Yeah, we've had girls go on. We just had a girl go on to host a party at the mansion. There's definitely... It's definitely an arena to get your foot in the door. So once you are Miss Social, you're Miss Social for life. We don't replace Miss Social every month. You're Miss Social June 2011. You're Miss Social March 2011. And we really look for every opportunity to get these girls, out there. We'll put them on mobile. We'll put them on .com. We do features on there. We've got two of our winners up there as is. And it opens the doors to be a part of the Playboy family.
Well, that's really incredible. Just wanted to thank Julie. Would you mention one more time how people can actually send the photos to you to be considered for Miss Social and to start that process?
It's as easy as going to facebook.com/PlayboyMissSocial, and then you'll download the application and you just hit register and you create a profile and you control how many photos you want to post. You can post videos. You can post links to your other sites. And you can register anytime up until the 22nd of each month.
Great. Hey, well, Julia, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on the show. This is Aaron Marcus on Model Talk Radio, and we will be back in 2 minutes.
Beautiful.
Have you dreamed of becoming a top fashion or commercial model but don't know where to start? Or are you already a model looking to expand your representation to international markets? If so, then you need to check out ModelScouts.com. ModelScouts.com is the number one choice for aspiring models who want to get scouted by top modeling agencies and clients around the world. Our scouts have discovered and signed hundreds of new models, including supermodel Coco Rocha and Cycle 5 winner of America's Next Top Model, Nicole Linkletter, with the world's top modeling agencies. Our models have appeared in Vogue, Glamour, Marie Claire, and Cosmopolitan, and have worked for Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Abercrombie & Fitch, and more. If you've dreamed about becoming a model, look no further than ModelScouts.com. We want to meet you. No experience is required, and all ages, heights, and sizes are welcome. Visit ModelScouts.com and get scouted today. You are tuned in to Model Talk Radio with Aaron Marcus, presented by ModelScouts.com.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus. Welcome back to Model Talk Radio. And as I promised, I am going to start answering a bunch of the questions that were received over the past few shows that I simply did not have time to get to. So let me start with the first one, and also just let you know, if you do have any questions, you can always contact me through howtomodel.com. You can also get to, that's probably the simplest way to do it. Let me take the first one. The first question was from Jake. He is in Montana. And the question is, should I expect an agent to pay for my photos? Well, that's a great question. And let me tell you, it works a little bit differently in the fashion world than in the commercial world, and also for actors. So let me start with the actors. When you are creating a headshot for acting, you, the actor, will pay for your headshot. That's our responsibility. It's part of our marketing expenses of putting together great headshots. In the fashion world, it can work one of a couple of different ways. Sometimes in the fashion world, a fashion agency will front the money for some photos. However, they're not free, and you will actually repay the agent for the photos once you start booking jobs. And there are some other fashion agents that expect you to take care of that on your own. In the commercial modeling world, it is always up to the model to create the photos, pay for the photos, pay the photographer, pay for your composite sheet, pay to be on the website of the agent. Once again, that's part of our business expense. And I've had a couple of people say to me, really, it doesn't seem fair. You know, why should I have to pay for this? You know, the agent really should be putting out the money. They're the ones who are getting the percentage. And the only thing I could say is, look, if you can find an agent that's going to pay for your headshots, pay for your composite sheets, pay for your acting classes, please let me know who that agent is, because I definitely want that agent to represent me. I spend a lot of money on that. And the fact is, that is part of your business. Okay, we've got another question. This one is from Dennis in Virginia. And he is asking me, what can an actor do to lessen some of the tension that he gets during an audition? And, you know, that's something that's pretty common. I've heard that from a number of people. And one of the things that I do that I find to be very helpful is I've got certain goals for every audition. And I know this might sound a little bit unusual for somebody who makes their living as an actor and a commercial model, but my goal for every audition or go-see is not booking the job. And I know that sounds kind of weird. It's like, well, why wouldn't booking the job be your goal? I mean, that's how you make your living. It's true. That's how I make my living, but that's not my goal. And I don't know if that's just a strategy that helps relax me, that takes some of the pressure off. But let me tell you what my number one goal is for every audition or go-see. It is to enjoy myself. I want to have a good time doing this. I just traveled about 3 hours to an audition pretty recently. It was last week. And look, traveling for 6 hours, hitting a lot of traffic on the way back home, that part wasn't all that much fun. However, that 2 minutes that I had for the audition, that was fun. I had a great time. So that's my number one goal for every auditioner go see. And just to make sure you know what the terminology is, actors go on auditions, models go on go sees. And they're the same thing, but they call them go sees because you go and you are seen either by a photographer or at a photographer studio or perhaps at a casting facility. So one, I want to enjoy myself. Two, second goal, I want to learn from the experience. And I do my preparations for my reads. If it's an acting job, I've got a certain mindset, really thinking, preparing, going in. And what I find is that sometimes I will walk out of an audition and I feel like I did everything that I wanted to do. It felt right. It was a good day at work for me. Now, I've also come to learn, I've done over 1,100 jobs, so I've come to learn that doing a great audition quite often has nothing to do with booking the job. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, a lot of actors are horrible and they still book the job. You still have to be really good. But there are so many factors that go into booking a job and not getting the job. You know, it's possible, let's say you are a teenager, and let's say the parents are the stars of this particular TV show or this particular film. They've already been booked. You go in, you do an audition, you were phenomenal. You were great. You were the best person reading for this part. You still probably won't get it. And you wonder why. Well, if the person was so great, why wouldn't they get it? Maybe they don't look like they belong to the parents. As a matter of fact, I interviewed a woman for my Tear Sheet newsletter who auditioned for the TV show Modern Family. And she told me it was really interesting. She did a great audition. People really liked her very much. They told her how much they enjoyed it. The problem was, and she didn't have a shot at getting it, simply because she was too tall. She was auditioning for the younger sister of the show, and she was actually taller than the older sister who had already been booked for it. So once again, there are so many factors involved that when I do an audition and I feel like I did everything that I wanted to do, that's all that I can ask for, and then it's out of my hands. Sometimes I will walk out of an audition and I'll think, you know, I wish I had done this, 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 or this. I think that would have made it much stronger. Sometimes I will write it down. Sometimes it's just a mental note, and I will try to use that for my next audition. The third thing, third goal, sure, if I book the job, for me, that is icing on the cake. And so perhaps not thinking that I need to book the job, not feeling like that's my goal, that's why I'm here, it takes a lot of the tension and the pressure off. And I can also tell you that the casting directors, the producers, the directors, the writers, all those people, they can sense, they can smell tension and desperation a mile away. And so when you are feeling desperate because maybe you've got a mortgage to pay, maybe you've got to do food shopping and you're depending on this and you're feeling a tremendous amount of angst because you've got to land this job, it's going to make it very, very difficult for you to actually get it because they don't want to work with people who look and sound and act desperate. So what I try to do, and I'm not saying that I always walk in there feeling very calm. Quite often, I'm nervous. I feel nervousness. And the thing that's interesting with that is I don't try to kill the nervousness. I actually embrace it, and I like it when I'm nervous because when I am nervous, and which is different than being tense. When I'm feeling nervous, there's a lot of energy flying through my body. And I can just feel the synapses firing away. And it brings life to my read. Now, I also know that for me, and everybody has things go differently for them. But when I am feeling a little bit nervous, I have a tendency to talk quickly. So what I do is when I'm feeling nervous, I acknowledge it. I'll take a couple deep breaths just to try to harness that energy. I don't try to squash it and get rid of it. And what I find is that it actually helps me. It brings more energy and more life to the read. And so I go into the auditions, and this is what I recommend in all of my workshops or in my private seminars. What I like to do is go in there with this frame of mind. If I book this job, that is wonderful. If I don't book this job, that's wonderful too, because I'll book something else in the near future. And I think that that is very helpful, because it helps calm down the people who could potentially hire you for a job. They really do not want to hire and work with people who are looking desperate, feeling scared, seeing it, because they want to make sure that when they're working with somebody, they can count on you. If they have to make last minute changes on the set, you can handle tough situations. So, and the same thing holds true when you are meeting with an agent. You want to have that same kind of persona of just being confident. I'm not saying being cocky and saying derogatory things about people, but just having that sense of confidence of, hey, love to have you represent me. You're a great agent. Love to be here. But you know what? If it doesn't work out, that's okay too. I can go elsewhere. So anyhow, I think that will be very helpful.